Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome into Brewcast from Mason Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. Luke Yardy here along with Scotty White is here. We're here with you on Monday, January 16th, headed into Tuesday, January 17th. And a bit of news came down the pipeline a little earlier today, a couple hours ago as we record this one. And it was breaking news, and it wasn't from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. It was not any of the big time college football writers, but it was Michigan's own president, Santa Ono, with a breaking scoop here today, Scotty, that Jim Harbaugh's coming back, man. So we got a lot to get to here today, and this is going to be a fun conversation. I think a lot of layers to peel back as well. What you up to, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing great now that we've got this news. I think, you know, Santa knew that we had Brewcast tonight and he didn't want to delay the news and make it so we didn't get to talk about it. So he dropped it today. Like we've been talking about, we haven't been super worried about Harbaugh leaving. And really for me, once Corum announced that he was coming back, that's kind of when I was like, okay, I think that I'm feeling pretty safe. But to have it over with, you know, it's always a big relief. I'm feeling great. And you know, this whole offseason going into 2023, it's like a puzzle. There's so many pieces that go into it, and Jim Harbaugh coming back was the last piece that we needed for the full-on hype train to be coming through Ann Arbor heading into 2023.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we got so many other announcements. You know, yesterday Zach Zinter announced that he's coming back. We got Trevor Keegan, Chris Jenkins announced today, you know, that he's coming back. But all of this stuff is being dwarfed by the news, obviously, right, of Jim Harbaugh returning. And we'll touch on the other stuff a little bit later. Like you said, I was personally never concerned. We never gave it a lot of time here on the show. It seems like every year it is a thing that the NFL writers really want to happen for some. I think there's a thing there with the NFL writers, right, that they got it so wrong when he first took the Michigan job, right? Mm-hmm. And they were so stunned that a guy with multiple NFL head coaching offers on the table would go back to college. I almost feel like they felt slighted about it, you know, and they've been trying to influence this or try to make it something each and every year that Jim Harbaugh has been here outside of 2020. And even then, there were some things. If Michigan's fire or Michigan fires Jim Harbaugh, will he return to the NFL? Things like that, you know? Right. So outside of that, I never fully believed it. But once like John U. Bacon was like, ah, there might be some smoke here, some things right. going on with the NCAA. And when that came to light and how ridiculous it was, everything made a little more sense, but there was never, I don't think, any danger necessarily of him leaving under these current conditions. And we'll talk about it here. Maybe if Mark Schlissel is still the president, maybe we're talking about a different story here. But for the most part, I was never really concerned. I fully, because here's the thing about Jim Harbaugh, and we touched this on this a few episodes ago, Scotty. If there is one thing that Jim Harbaugh is not, it's a liar. You right. know what I'm saying? Like his word, he did renege on it a little bit, though, in the sense that he said last year that this is not going to be an every year thing. He did have the Zoom interview with the Broncos, yeah. or at least that's kind of what we're told. Outside of that, he's been very straightforward every time. Last year, he told all of his coaching staff, he told potential recruits, he told his players he was going to entertain a chance to go back to the NFL last year. Didn't work out. He said he's coming back. I mean, he's never been one to lie. He's quirky. He's abrasive at times. But one thing he's not a guy that really goes back on his word. That's why I was never really fully concerned that he was going to be leaving Michigan.
Yeah, and I saw a story either earlier today or last night, and it was Donovan Edwards, and he was saying the exact same thing. He was like, and this was obviously before the news dropped, but it was Edwards saying, like, he told us before the TCU game that he's coming back. Like, he doesn't go back on his word. So it doesn't sound like the players were ever really that concerned about it either. And yeah, you know, he did say last year that, you know, this wouldn't happen again. And I don't think that this year was like last year. I mean, like we thought he was gone. Like I really thought that it could be the end last year, but you know, like we kind of talked about last week, this seemed more like negotiation tactics. Obviously the conversations with NFL teams happened, but you know, it just seemed like, you know, he's won back-to-back Big Ten championships and two college football playoff appearances, you know, like he is due for a pay raise. And it seemed like that's kind of what he was going for. But yeah, I'm going to be definitely interested next season to see if this is, cause I'll tell you what, I was never that worried, but it's still not fun. You know, like I'm hoping that this really does not become an every year thing where the month of January is spent with us worried about Jim Harbaugh leaving.
Well, Ian Rappaport is going to report that there's interest for Jim Harbaugh. Oh, yeah. There's mutual interest right. every single year, no matter what.
Every single year. It's
so
happen.
That's just the way that it's going to go down. I do think there is a couple of layers here, though, because you talked about negotiating tactics. Now, on that front, as of this recording, I have not heard anything with a reworked deal or an extension or anything like that. So as of now, I am just under the presumption that Jim Harbaugh is coming back under the terms that he agreed to last year with it, with his restructured deal and his extension. So, and we'll see what happens. You mentioned to me early, Scotty, that you kind of talked about it. He deserves to be the highest paid coach in the Big Ten, in my opinion. You know, and we'll see if that happens, particularly with Santa Ono now kind of spearheading this whole thing. And that's really what I want to get into, because I found this incredibly interesting, and many people pointed it out. I'm not Sherlock Holmes here reading between the lines and figuring all this out. But when you take a look at both statements that were made, first from Santa Ono said, quote, "I just got off the phone with Coach Harbaugh, and Jim shared with me the great news that he is going to remain as the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. That is fantastic news that I have communicated to our athletic director, Ward Manuel. Go Blue." That was followed up by the Michigan football Twitter account tweeting out a statement from Jim Harbaugh in the graphic saying, quote, "I love the relationships that I have at Michigan. Coaches, staff, families, administration, President Santa Ono, and especially the players and their families. My heart is at the University of Michigan. I once heard a wise man say, Don't try to out happy, happy. Go blue. End quote. So two things jump out at me, Scotty, as I'm sure they did you, and as I'm sure they did every single listener that read the statement. The first in Santa Ono's statement was that Santa Ono communicated to Ward Manuel that Jim Harbaugh was coming back to remain as the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. Not that Ward, the athletic director, whose job this is, told President Ono this, or that Harbaugh told Ward or anything like that. This was direct communication from the president and Jim Harbaugh, and they informed Ward. That is just a major, major thing that jumped out at me.
Oh, yeah, dude. That, like, Luke, I've never seen that before. Like, when I first went on Twitter and I saw Santa Ono is the one that tweeted it, and he's the one that told Ward, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I froze for a second. Like, I was like, I've literally never seen a coach saying that they're coming back done this way. And especially, it's so weird, like, having, like, Mark Schlissel was the he was not involved in, I did not, like, you don't see him, like, tweeting about sports, like, really going to that many events. Like, he just did not seem involved at all. And it seems like Santa Ono did all of the work, it seems like, to get Harbaugh back. And, yeah, I mean, it's really no secret at this point that Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel do not have the greatest relationship. It definitely sounds like there's been some disagreements throughout this whole process between them. But dude, huge kudos to Santa, because it seems like he may have saved the day. But yeah, I was expecting to, you know, when I was out, when I first heard the news, and my friend just texted me about it, and I was expecting to hop on and see, like, oh, Harbaugh agrees to this amount. But yeah, like you said, as of this conversation right now, we have not heard anything like that. I wouldn't be, I mean, especially that Ward Manuel didn't even know about it until Santa Ono told him. I suppose there still maybe could be some negotiating going on, and it's kind of a, okay, I know I'm coming back, I want to put an end to this, we haven't reached a deal yet, but I will say I'm coming back. I wouldn't be surprised if there's something like that. Just because, I mean, like you said, he deserves to be the highest coach in the conference, at least. So we'll see. Maybe there's some more to come from that. But I hope, honestly, because I want Harbaugh to stay for as long as possible. And eventually they're going to have to bump that pay up for sure.
Yeah. And you mentioned kind of the bad blood. There was a pretty glaring omission from Jim Harbaugh there, as he named President Ono by name, but pretty in bold letters, we'll say, did not name Ward Manuel in his statement. But for the school's president to kind of spearhead this, to take it on, like, if you're Ward Manuel, I don't know. I mean, it feels like the writing is on the wall here from my perspective. You know, we'll see, I suppose. But I don't feel, if you're going percentage wise, I don't feel like Ward Manuel's job security is exactly 100%.
Yeah, it is not at all. Personally, I've been pretty frustrated with the work that he has done.
I agree. And this is not the only thing. It's not just the Jim Harbaugh thing. From people that I've talked about, the Eric Bakich situation, sounds like maybe let John Beilein slip through his fingers as well, from people in the know that you've kind of heard from. So this isn't the first kind of situation here. And then with the new president, there's not exactly any loyalty from Santa Ono to Ward Manuel.
Yeah, no. And, you know, you can see that Santa Ono really cares. And I think that he really understands how much sports plays an influence on the entire university, especially football, especially at a school like Michigan that has a program like the University of Michigan's football program. So I'm not going to lie to you. I would not be surprised at all if Ward Manuel's days at U of M are coming to an end. And to be honest with you, I kind of hope that they are, because I heard some rumors of some low ball offers to Harbaugh this, and it's just like, why? I mean, pay the dude what he deserves.
Make the man the highest paid coach in the Big Ten. There's not even a question about it.
Yeah. I mean, if Michigan has the money, there is no
Right.
secret about that. Like, I just don't get it, honestly.
No, it makes absolutely no sense. And I don't understand the game of chicken. And the NCAA violations. I mean, good God, the guy, he bought the kid a hamburger and he told the NCAA to pack sand. That's what everyone should do. The NCAA is cops. You don't talk to cops. That's
right.
Rule number one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, and it sounds like Ward Manuel wasn't—he didn't have his coach's back on that. And like,
that feels slimy to me, man. To be honest with you,
and so I don't blame Harbaugh at all for having bad blood with Manuel. I mean, it sounds like he's not giving him anything to work with. So, yeah, I that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I really don't expect him to be around at Michigan for that much longer.
No. To be quite honest with you, I would be. Rather surprised. It does feel like the writing is on the wall, and maybe it's a mutual thing too. You know, maybe this is because if you're Ward Manuel too, right? Like you feel like the president of the university went over your head on this. You know, like if that were me, I probably personally wouldn't want to work in that environment. So that could be the case too. That he feels like, all right, you guys can do this without me. I'm gonna go find another job, you know, or whatever. But I mean, a lot of layers for what we saw today. But it feels so middle schooly, man. Like just get it done. Be adults. Walk into the room. Make the guy who's won back to back Big Ten championships and lost one game over the last 2 years with a bunch returning for 2023 and a legit shot at a national championship. Give him what he wants. Give him $10 million a year. Let's move on. Let's go try to win an Natty.
Yeah. And so you bring up a good point there. This is going to be the most hype around the team since Harbaugh's gotten here, a loaded roster in 2023. What does Michigan have to do, in your opinion, with all that talent and all the hype to have a successful season? Is it national championship or bust next year?
I think it's at minimum win a semifinal game.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Because I mean, I almost feel like the TCU loss didn't fully taint the season for me by any stretch, but it still like left a sour taste in my mouth, 100%. You know, whereas and we talked about it the year before the Georgia game, I didn't have that, man. 2021 was an amazing ride. Right.
Yeah.
As was 2022. There's obviously no question about that. Went to Columbus and won. But it felt that loss felt way different than the Georgia loss the year prior. So given what's coming back, given you're going to have J.J. McCarthy coming off a full year starting, he's going to be a junior. He's got pretty much his entire offensive line returning, mind you, and like three transfers that could absolutely start up front. To go along with some transfers on the other side of the ball. Cornerback, obviously, still a question mark right now. But that's really the only question mark. CJ's returning. You're going to have a Roman Wilson. You're going to have Roman Wilson back. We're going to see where they go. Colston Loveland, showed to be a true gem as a freshman, as did a couple other guys, Derek Moore and Mason Graham, obviously. Like this is as loaded a roster as Michigan has had since, I don't know, 2006. Like, you think of 2007 and the hype they had. That hype was really surrounding Chad Henne, Jake Long, and Mike Hart, right? Like, they lost a bunch of dudes on the other side of the football, like Lamar Woodley and guys like that, the real leaders on that side. Whereas Michigan is returning those guys, and they've got guys that contributed very young that have a full year under their belt going into next year that are only going to get better. Like, obviously, you know, it's going to hurt losing Mike Morris and Ayabi Oki and Mozzie Smith, but they got guys ready to go on that side of the football as well. You've got Jesse Minter returning, so the scheme is going to stay the same. You know, that you're just going to hit the offseason with the ground running. I haven't heard of any other coaching staff changes, really, so... This is, I mean, full on, man. This is as good as it gets, to be quite honest with you, going into next year. Like, they should, in my personal opinion, I think they should be receiving as much hype as Ohio State did coming into this year. Ultimately, it wasn't as good for the Buckeyes, but they did, you know, make this college football playoff, almost won the semifinal game. They just didn't have it on the other side of the football at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, this offseason so far, obviously, like, coaching changes could still happen, losing coordinators, but you think about going into this season and Michigan lost so much from that 2021 team, lost both coordinators, and it was like, you know, favorable schedule, still a lot of talent, but now, I mean, think about all of these players that could have gone to the draft and are coming back. I mean, like you said, lost a few on the defensive side of the ball. But, I mean, I did not – I mean, obviously, I thought Corum was going 100%. So, that right there, I just could not have imagined all of these players coming back. And also, you know, every year, there's always a couple young freshmen that come in and make an appearance and, you know, make a name for themselves. Obviously, Will Johnson this year, and Graham on the defense. So hopefully we get a couple guys like that. But yeah, I mean, there are really, like you said, not many question marks on that team next year. And yeah, I mean, I think that next step for Michigan to take is definitely getting the bowl game bugaboo fixed. Obviously it's been since Harbaugh's first year. So definitely gotta find a way. Obviously there's a chance that you run into, you know, an unstoppable Georgia esque team in the national championship or something like that. So yeah, I don't think I would quite say not winning the national championship would be a disappointing season, but yeah, I mean, that TCU loss, like you said, it's a sour taste, and I think that's the next step for Michigan. But also, that's a very real possibility to win a national championship next year. They've got the talent and they've got the coaching.
But again, I think major advantage for Michigan here is the fact that pretty much all the top teams are losing their quarterbacks. Alabama's losing Bryce Young. Georgia's losing Stetson Bennett. And came down to the wire, but Ohio State is losing C.J. Stroud. They're going to have a first-year starter going, and they got to come to Ann Arbor next year.
Yeah,
like, and Michigan's got a proven dude at that position, and he really started to come on at the end of the year. I know he had a couple of bad picks against TCU, but look at the rest of the game that JJ had.
Yeah.
Like, he really started to come on that Ohio State game, Purdue, and TCU. And again, going to have the offensive line, going to have the best running back room in the country between Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, going to have a really good receiver room, still got great tight ends. I mean, that the offense is going to be loaded. Defense is going to be just fine. I think there's going to be opportunities for some high guys that didn't get a chance to play. You know, Keon Sab comes to mind a little bit as he flipped from Clemson last year. Didn't get too many opportunities, but going to have opportunities. And still, you got Will Johnson, freshman All-American, and then you still got Mikey coming back, man.
Dude, it's going to be, I mean, just the thing for me that scares me is I think about some of the best Michigan teams in basketball and football. And obviously we had, you know, in the 2020 Big Ten Championship basketball season, and then right before the tournament, Livers gets injured, and this year Corum gets injured.
And that's the thing. Yeah, injuries can happen. I mean, it pretty much at the end of the day, you know, missing Blake Corum hurt, you know, especially in the way that TCU played. That is a guy that's shifty enough to make guys miss. Not saying Donovan Edwards can't, but Blake Corum just does it a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? And having that 1-2 punch, particularly in that game, hey, maybe, you know, and I'm not blaming the guy, but maybe you don't give it to Khalil Mullins at the 1 yard line after an overturned touchdown when you've got those two guys, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, dude, I mean, he was the offense last year, and not having him in the playoff, it certainly hurts. So yeah, I mean, if this team stays healthy, and especially looking at the schedule again, we're going to hear about it from our rivals, but that non-conference schedule is extremely easy. And Ohio State comes to Ann Arbor. Honestly, at this point, I feel a little bit more concerned for going on the road to Penn State than
I was just going to state it. I think Penn State's going to be really freaking good this year.
Yeah, they've got a lot of talent, and honestly, I think Clifford may have been holding them back a tiny bit because they're that Alar kid. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback for them.
Yeah, but again, that's going to be a first year starter. Penn State's losing their quarterback. Yep. You know, the ones that really jump out to me is like Caleb Williams is returning at USC, but I still don't trust that defense out there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it from a natty angle. Georgia is going to be great. We'll see what kind of quarterback play Alabama has, you know, but I mean, they're losing their guys. Bryce Young was the best player in college football the last 3 years.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's no question about it. I mean, he made that team go. Famous last words, is Alabama, you know, still, I don't want to say that because Alabama is still Alabama and they're still stupid talented, but like right. Georgia's competing with them now. And over the last couple of years has kind of overtaken them in that conference, you know, famous last words, obviously. But at the end of the day, that's the case. Both those teams are losing their quarterback. I think Notre Dame is going to be fantastic getting Sam Hartman. Like that was a major huge get for Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is going to be very good next year. You know, LSU, everyone's going to ride the LSU hype train too. We'll see. You know, I'm not completely sold on it, to be quite honest with you. So I think, to me personally, at the start of the year, I don't think there's two teams I'd put above Michigan in national championship odds. I really don't. I truly believe that, and we'll see what happens, obviously. But with Harbaugh coming back and everything they've got returning, the hype train should absolutely be rolling for this team in 2023.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And we know that, you know, no matter what, Alabama and Georgia, those kind of teams,
they're gonna be national title contenders. Yeah. There's no question about it. Yeah. You know, but I don't think the gap is where it was. Is kind of my point.
Exactly. I don't think that. Obviously, it's so hard to tell. Like we are almost we're a year from the next national championship, right. But at this point, it doesn't feel like there's gonna be an unstoppable force like 2021 Georgia, or even I don't think this year's Georgia was as unstoppable. They almost lost to Ohio State, a team Michigan beat by 22 points on the road, but it doesn't feel like there's going to be a team like that after all of these important teams, like you mentioned, are losing the most important position in football.
Hey, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our friends at Manscaped, and they are doing some big things at Manscaped because guess what? They now sell beard products. That's right. They're revolutionizing men's grooming. They've got the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It's time to tame your mane because guess what? No one likes a weird beard. I don't have a great beard. I can't really grow one all that well. I need something good. You got to say goodbye to all that stubble trouble with Manscaped. It's the Pro Beard Kit. It gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard, no more messy drawers full of all those guards and the extra add-ons and everything like that. Face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get your 20 different beard lengths in just one guard. Manscaped.com. Get your Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And we're going to get you 20% off and free shipping. All you have to do is insert promo code MNB20. That's MNB20. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. So, Scotty, any final thoughts here on what we've been talking about? Real quick, I guess we'll touch on it. You know, we mentioned everyone coming back. What does that really say about the culture and about the goals of this Michigan football program right now?
I mean, I think it speaks levels to how bought in these guys are and really how much they enjoy playing for Michigan. Because, I mean, you know, when you're a kid and you're playing a sport and you're that good, you think about playing on Sundays and you know, getting to the pros. And a lot of these guys had they had that. They could have gone and played in the NFL, and they wanted to come back to Michigan. And I think it shows how hungry they really are for a national championship too. Like, like we say we have a sour taste in our mouth from the TCU game. Like, imagine the players that actually played in that game. Like, you can tell these guys, they really feel it's unfinished business and they want to come back and finish what they started. And I think that that really speaks levels to how Jim Harbaugh is running this team, the culture, and really just how much these guys enjoy playing for Michigan.
And also, I think it speaks volumes to how good, like, NIL and these collectives are for college football at the end of the day. Because, you know, I think I saw Nick Baumgartner talk about it on Twitter. There used to be no choice for these guys, right? You're either playing for free or you're going to try and go in the NFL, even if you're not a surefire round one pick, whatever, you're going to go and you're going to try and make money. Now it's like you get to stay in school, you get your degree, and you're going to, you know, get what you're worth while there.
Right.
So I think it's great for the sport.
Yeah, I totally agree. This is showing how good NIL is. And it makes the sport more fun too. Like, and we want all of these great players to be in college football for as long as we can as fans to be able to see that. So this is, you know, college football is a changing landscape. It's some crazy things are happening. But this right here shows that it can be a really good thing for college football and college.
But most importantly, the head coach is coming back thanks to, Santa Ono delivering his presents, early this year or late, however, you want to go ahead and look at it. Well, Scotty, where can we find you on social media, my man?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_ SCOTTY for Scotty. We'll be sure to have some more football stuff. It always creeps its way in throughout the off season and Michigan basketball. We're hoping we can get on the run here, find our way in March Madness, and all the stuff's posted right there on my account.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Also follow the Maize and Brew Twitter page at Maize and Brew. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We love to hear your feedback. For my partner, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on Brewcast.